questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Kalaw Islam Page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, the concept of tanasukh, reincarnation, or metempsychosis, there are two, we can say, established equivalent for this in English language. Of course, it's not the exact English, but literally, it is as reincarnation, we can say, in English language. We want to know the views of Islam regarding this concept. What does Islam say about reincarnation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The concept of tanasukh, or reincarnation, as the best translation for it, which means the return of a soul after the death of a person and to another body, be it a human being, and according to some schools of thought, to another creature. So it's been held by some people from, early time. We have some cases in some countries, especially India and China. And of course, up until today, there are some people who believe in reincarnation.
What is it exactly?
So, as I mentioned, when a man passes away, he has a soul. So the concept of tanasukh, or reincarnation, believes in a soul for a human being. Now, the followers of this doctrine believe that after a person passes away, his or her soul will return to another body. Mm-hmm. Now, here we have two different viewpoints. Some of them believe that it only returns to the body of another human being, and others believe that no, it's not limited to other human beings. It is possible that his or her soul returns to the body of, for example, an animal. Mm-hmm. And that is why some people believe that the reason that, for example, Hindus, they respect the animals, or at least some of the animals, maybe it is rooted in the concept of reincarnation, because it is a possibility, there is a possibility that animal at that time has the soul of a human being from his or her elderly life.
So in this way, the animals, when they die, they do not have any soul themselves?
They have, and that soul goes to another body, and that body then might be a human being or an animal. And even according to some schools, an inanimate creature, like a stone, for example.
Is it according to the steps that the human beings take in towards perfection? That, for example, the soul of an animal will be reincarnated in the body of a human being? Is it possible?
Of course, we do not believe in it. We will reject it based on rational arguments and verses of the Quran.
That's right.
But they believe that, yes, if you are, for example, a good human being, then in the next life you will have, your soul will go to the body of a better human being. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it will go to an animal, and so on and so forth. So everything is dependent on your actions. But the point is that among all Islamic denominations, no one believes in the concept of tanasukh. As I mentioned, it is against many rational arguments and verses of the Quran. There is only one, a small denomination. Of course, only the name has been mentioned in some of the books. Of Al-Milal wa-Nahal, which talk about different Islamic denominations. They are called Tanasukhiyya, and they believed in reincarnation, but it seems that they were Muslims.
They were Muslims,
but
okay.
It seems that there were only few people, and no one knows about them. And, in our time, nothing has remained.
Maybe from
this
India,
denomination.
Or we can say India
there
subcontinent.
Is a possibility.
Okay, that's
there is
right.
a possibility. Okay. But we do not have much information about this Islamic sect. But as I mentioned, nowadays all Islamic denominations, they reject the idea.
That's right.
Now, when it comes to Islamic viewpoint on reincarnation, before going to the verses of the Quran, there are some rational arguments according to which we cannot believe in the concept of reincarnation. First of all, the first rational argument is that we shouldn't think that, the soul of human being from the time of his or her birth is the same as the time that they pass away. No. As, the physical body of a child, for example, has a growth, the soul of that person also has a growth. Mm-hmm. We cannot say that the soul of, for example, a 70 years old man is like the soul of the same person when he was born.
Okay.
No, there is a kind of connection between the body and the soul. Of course, it doesn't mean that the soul is material. No, the soul is immaterial. But, for example, the reason that a child may cry when he, out of hunger, and a 70 years old man, he is not going to cry as soon as he becomes hungry, is rooted in their soul. So their soul has become more perfected.
Yes.
There is a kind of perfection or evolution in the soul of that human being,
so
too.
So like the body that has growth,
exactly.
The soul has a growth, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Or it's maybe imperfection, isn't it?
That's the point.
For example, the soul of an immaculate, innocent child might be more perfect than a person whose soul is, we can say, darkened by sinning,
yeah,
or committing sins.
But at the same time, the understanding of the child regarding spiritual issues is very little, if any, of course, but the understanding of a mature person is much more.
That's right.
So we have different perspectives.
Yes.
Because the soul is not only about spiritual issues. When it comes to some of the feelings of human beings, they are rooted in the soul of the human being as well.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So the point is that whether toward perfection or imperfection, the soul of a 70 years old man is much different from the soul of the same person when he or she is born. Now the question is that according to the concept of reincarnation, now imagine the same person who is 70 years old, he passes away.
Yes.
Now according to the doctrine of reincarnation, his soul is return or goes to the body of a newborn child.
Okay.
Now the question is that it's not possible at all, because that soul is for a perfected man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether good or bad, we are not talking about, whether that person was a good or bad person. But we cannot imagine that the soul of a 70-year-old man goes to the body of a person who is just
right.
born.
Okay.
If this is the case, then he cannot cry out of hunger,
mm-hmm,
or out of some bad feelings, and
yes,
so on and so forth.
Okay.
And his understanding should be like the understanding of a 70-year-old man.
That's right.
And all people agree that this is not the case.
And sorry, all these things you are saying are before the concept of resurrection, isn't it? Or no, this is after Ma'at taking place. For example, if they believe in reincarnation and transmigration of a soul to another body, all these are taking place right after the death, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Usually the people who believe in reincarnation, uh-huh, they do not believe in
Ma'at
hereafter. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And that is
okay.
Why they say that, for example, the Buddhists, they believe that this cycle of life and death, occurs a lot, to the end that finally a person is able to join Buddha and the light,
mm-hmm,
and that's it. That's
okay.
The end of the life.
That's
so
right.
they usually do not believe in
okay.
Resurrection.
Okay.
So this is the first point. We should not think that soul is able to go to anybody. No, as I mentioned, there is difference between the soul of a 70 years old man and a child. The next point is that...
Now you are enumerating the rational reasons
for rejecting
the concept of Tanasukh.
Exactly, before going to the verses of the Quran.
Okay.
The other point is that we know that the reason that one of the reasons that we can remember different events and everything is the soul. And this is one of the functions of the soul. Now the question is that, how is it possible, based on the concept of reincarnation, that the soul of a person goes to the body of another person who is just born, and then that soul forgets everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. So imagine that we are reincarnated, meaning that we lived before, our soul came from another body. Now, how is it possible that we do not remember anything from the past or from the previous life?
Yes.
Because we are talking about the soul.
Yes.
And the reason we remember the things is the soul.
Yes.
So based on the concept of reincarnation, for example, in the previous life, I have lived for 50 years, for 80 years. I have so much memories and good ones and bad ones. And now that soul has come to me. So what is the reason that I do not remember anything from the previous life?
So there is no saving from that soul
exactly,
to the new body. Okay.
Exactly.
What is the reason? Okay.
That's another reason that we cannot believe in the concept of reincarnation. The next point is that one of the philosophies that, as I mentioned, they say for reincarnation is that if you are a bad person, then your soul goes to, for example, and the body of an animal.
Animal, that's right.
Or if you are a good person, it goes to the body of a better person.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that when we do not remember anything from the previous life, then there is no wisdom in such reincarnation.
Okay.
So I do not remember anything from my previous life, whether
mm-hmm.
I was a better person
yes.
or a worse person. So how do I want to take lesson from the previous life?
Yes.
So I try to be a better person, for example.
Okay.
I do not remember anything.
Yes.
Was I a better person?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a better body, or I was a bad person and the body right now is worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, imagine that in the previous life, I have committed so many sins, I have made so many mistakes, committed great crimes, and now I'm in a new life. When I do not remember anything, how do I want to make it up?
That's right.
I do not remember anything.
Okay.
There is a possibility that I was a very righteous person.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another reason to reject the idea of reincarnation.
We know that technically speaking, we can say this kind of reincarnation, especially in the descending format, because we have a higher quality one, we can
mm-hmm.
say the ascending one, but in the descending format, technically, for example, there are four types that the soul might be transmigrated into the body of the person or a human being or a plant or an animal, okay? All these are different cases which are categorized.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, when it comes to plants
yes.
and stones, for example,
yes.
how we can distinguish between a good stone and a
uh-huh.
bad stone?
Okay.
Because they say that if you are, for example, a good one, then
mm-hmm.
your soul will
yes.
go to a better
okay.
body. So when it comes to the inanimate creatures,
yes.
then there is another problem for the concept mm-hmm. of reincarnation.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. We do not have enough time for more discussion. I think we have to elaborate more on the concept of reincarnation, tanasukh, and what does Islam and the religion of Islam say regarding this concept. We'll continue our discussion of tanasukh in an upcoming session of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Belief. Thank you very much for this episode, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن